Hello everyone, welcome to episode 4. This is Venu Aramseti. Today we are going to talk about email marketing automation. We know that email marketing is one of the most powerful medium of finding new customers, retaining old customers, and building lifetime customers. Also, email marketing seems to have higher return on investment than other marketing efforts, but many of them don't do it or fail at some point of time, fail to struggle with the email copy or having proper workflow in place, the sequence in place. Well, and also some of the small and medium businesses find it challenging in terms of time and effort that it requires. But actually, with the email marketing automation, all it takes is putting all the hard work just one time and the rest is taken care of. It's just the automation. If you can write 5 emails and set it for 10 days, you know, you're just your hard work one time and the sequence runs for 10 or 15 days. Alright, in this episode, what I want to clearly talk about is the importance of email marketing automation. I want to present it by giving a very common scenario. Let's say you are a business owner, okay, who sells a product or service on your own website, and you're getting visitors to your website, okay, and they're doing a lot of different activities. Let's say some of the visitors who are coming to your website are signing up for your newsletter, and there are some of the visitors who are coming to your website and downloading your free offer. It may be an ebook or a cheat sheet, and there are few users or visitors coming and directly buying your product, and there are your customers who are coming back to your website again, all right, and they are buying your product. So to clearly, if you see, I have categorized your visitors coming to your website into 4 categories, and let's say they are A, who are coming and signing up for your newsletter, B, who are downloading a free book or cheat sheet, C, who are coming for the first time and buying your product or service, and D, who are your past customers. Now, if you put all of these people, all of these visitors, into one email list and shoot an email to all of them, then you're going to fail, in the sense that you're not making use of email marketing effectively. See, if you see categories A, B, C, and D, the customer value is different. Your past customers are your best customers. They are more valuable than a customer who is downloading your ebook or the customers who are just signing up your newsletter, right? So based on the customer value, you need to categorize them or segment them into different lists. Let's say you have segmented them into 4 lists. Now you trigger a sequence of emails to your first list. I mean, visitors who are just signing up your email newsletter, trigger sequence of emails to them. Similarly, trigger sequence of emails to different kinds of visitor profiles. This, what does this do? This helps in providing the correct value to different customers, strengthens the relationship further, and really builds the purchasing intent. You're bringing them a step closer to becoming your customer.